Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And our friend, Ellie.
Hello.
We are covering the Power Rangers story arc right now. We are on the third issue of that arc. If you'd like to re-listen to the last couple issues that we covered, check out our last two episodes. And this one is on issue number two.
Let that not confuse you, because the first issue that we covered was issue zero.
Yep.
Which was a prelude.
It was a full issue, okay?
No, yeah, but I don't know what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why they called it issue zero when it was just like, you know.
Is that common?
Yeah. A lot of the issue zeros, though, when they came out, were something that came out
after
the majority were after, so they were like a special issue.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them tied into what was going on, some didn't.
It's kind of like Resident Evil Zero. You know, where it goes back to the original, but from a different point of view.
That was the normal. This one, issue zero, came out first.
Okay.
I don't know. It's what they did.
Mm. Yeah, comic books, man.
Don't ask me. So we start off this issue, and we have Billy and Trini going over the Dragonzord, trying to figure out why it, quote-unquote, locked up on Tommy.
I can't find anything wrong with it, says Billy.
Now, the thing that gets me, too, is, like, I love how, like, open it is, like, the walking inside of the Dragonzord.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's probably like the Statue of Liberty, where it's mostly hollow on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're looking in, they're trying to figure out what's going on.
Billy's basically just like, you know, I'm not entirely certain, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing here. And Trini's like, well, you're supposed to be this big nerd that knows how to, you know, work everything. He's like, no, I know how our Zords work. His Zord's not exactly like our Zord. It works differently than our Zord.
Mm-hmm. And Trini says that, you know, if anybody could figure it out, it'd be you. You know, you're super smart.
And he's like, hey, baby, you hitting on me or what?
Just kidding.
He's completely oblivious.
Billy says that, you know, he's also insecure. He doesn't know why he's a Power Ranger. He can't fight. He doesn't know how to fight. But Trini kind of boosts him up.
You might not be able to fight like the rest of us, but you have things that you can do that none of us can do.
Yeah. She says that I have no idea what I'd be looking for here. And he's like, well, you might be able to. And she says that, yeah, because you helped me learn about that stuff. But we need you. You are part of our team. And they, you know, they're just have a nice little moment. I do like how it pans out, like they're in the cockpit, and it pans out and it's them in the Dragonzord head in the ocean. You know, the Dragonzord is buried in the ground.
Well, that's where it's always at.
Yeah.
And then it comes out, you know, and
yes.
Like,
mm-hmm. Which is, I think there was a comment.
I see nice little sharks everywhere too.
But here's my question. How the fuck does it get that much shit put around it every time?
Well, there's just one hole that he just dives into every time. Now, I thought there was a comment about, like, a Godzilla reference in here. I must be just projecting.
Maybe the way it's kind of standing.
Well, it's definitely Godzilla-like.
Like, yeah.
I think,
yeah,
I'm like pretty sure the Dragonzord was based off of Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The arched neck, you know,
yeah,
knocking down buildings. I don't know.
We go back to Tommy and Scorpina. And she is, you know, threatening him, saying, give me back the gold Ranger coin. And he's like, you know, screw you. Yeah.
Mm. He's like, sup, though.
This is why everyone falls in love with villains. I mean, like, if you see the artwork, it's, like, beautifully done. Like, the super evil smirk, arched eyebrows.
Also looks like she has a leather corset and then a
harness on the front of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The most unrealistic part about Power Rangers is why these, I don't know, how old are they?
They're
teenagers,
supposed to be, like, I'm going to say 16, 17, yeah.
Why he's
they're driving,
like,
so they're at least 16.
Looking at it with, like, this raging erection, like, what are you doing in my room? Like, morning wood.
He said they're like, you just see the tip of the boomerang thing go moving sideways because his erection pushing off to the side.
Give me the gold power coin, just burn it. Like,
it's in my pocket.
It's
go ahead and reach in there. But she threatens his mom,
yep,
because his mom comes up to the room. And then he grabs her and teleports her out, and they're out in the middle of nowhere. And then he morphs.
She does destroy his
communicator.
His communicator before he can actually
morph. I also have that as a ringtone on my phone.
And then so now it's the Green Ranger versus Corpina, and you know they fight because.
And then after they start fighting,
How powerful is Scorpion exactly? Is she able to take a Ranger on one-on-one?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she is.
A couple times she's fought all the Power Rangers, so. Yeah.
And they all have. Like, Goldar has.
Yeah, although Goldar did get his ass kicked by Jason in just his human form.
Damn.
But he's also still against all five of them, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a throw up in the air, really.
Yeah, that's the thing I was wondering about, is like exactly what kind of power we're looking at. I don't know if you know, it's
like over 9,000.
Exactly. Like, what are the stakes? Like, is he looking at, you know, like a pretty difficult combat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Impossible? He was definitely
In the show, it was one of those entertainment. They didn't really have a
depends gauge on how the plot was going to go. It, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Because then all like at the end of a season, for whatever reason, the villain gets this gigantic amount of power that could then destroy the whole town. That mm-hmm. they had the entire time, but then decided not to use it ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, I like this part where, like, after they start fighting, then they start making out.
You have a different version?
Maybe. No.
Oh, yeah, this is Power Rangers
with XXX.
XXX, yeah.
No.
It doesn't work the same. Like, Matrix of 3X.
I've actually seen that one.
It's no. POW, it's POW 4 Rangers.
But anyways, what really happens? They're fighting, and Scorpina gets a drop on him. And is able to get a lot more putties to show up. So now it's, you know, one Ranger versus Lieutenant of Rita and about a dozen putties.
A very unbalanced fight.
Yeah.
We go back to the Angel Grove Karate, where Jason is training the little kids to be the next group of Power Rangers, judging by their backpack colors.
Ha!
Oh my god, that. I didn't even
Did you guys really not notice that?
I noticed that.
And we got a red backpack, a pink, a blue, a green.
Well, it's a plain red or plain blue. Like,
yeah.
Even backpacks nowadays have multi colors.
Yeah, but those colors, I mean, come on. It's got to be a nod to, like, the next generation.
See, I figured that you guys would have noticed that, too.
I did not. I read this, like, 3 times to even see it. But Kimberly's there, waiting on on Jason, because...
She's like,
Tommy had nothing else to do.
Tommy wouldn't throw me the coffee, so what's up, Jason?
It's like, oh, you want to get some coffee? Just coffee.
Just coffee. Stop it. They're just talking. Jason is pretty... Can read into that Kimberly likes coffee. Or whoops.
I know you like coffee.
Tommy.
I get the impression you just like the coffee and not either of us.
But she makes a comment that I don't know if I can even do that. He's part of our team. And, you know, I barely even know him. It'd be a bad idea.
Mm. He's probably still kind of unknown at this point.
Yeah. She even says, I don't think he even likes me, really. Okay.
But anyways, as they're talking, their communicators go off.
Well, before that, Jason Sensei comes up and says, hey, I'm your new friend that just came into town. What is your thoughts on him helping you teach a class? And that kind of threw Jason off for a second. I don't think he was expecting that or anything like that. But before anything else could happen, that's when the communicators go off. And they get told that Tommy needs help. So we go back to the fight, and Tommy is kind of holding his own, slowly.
He's slowly getting his ass kicked is what's happening.
There is that.
I mean, but that's generally how it happens when you're that far outnumbered.
Mm. He's holding out, but... Still looked like a tough fight.
The putties are able to hold Tommy down, and before Scorpina can get the power coin, that's when Jason and Kimberly come.
Guns blazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, blasters blazing.
Blasters blazing. They should use those blasters a lot more than they
do. You guys remember when they'd make the big, huge blaster out of all their weapons?
Yep. Okay. They didn't use that very often.
No, they didn't.
Just when it was convenient.
Yeah, but then when they did, like, everybody was standing there with, like, their shoulder on, you know, Jason, their hand on Jason's shoulders, and it's like
that. Well, it's the power coursing through them, yep. Mm-hmm. As they're fighting, Kimberly's able to get Tommy, I guess, unputtied.
That's what I love, too, is about, like, the thing of, like, super powerful fighter, but if you take away his coin, he's just boop.
Oh, he's still a good fighter, but and they address this in the movie, the latest movie. Yeah,
yeah, it bolsters like their stamina, their strength, it's like not just that.
Yeah, it adds their stats not skyrocket, but
yeah, but they just definitely being part of the show team, like they have like those abilities being part of the whatever the grid was.
Yep, power grid.
Yeah, the suit shows the interconnectedness like between the teamwork, boosts it up.
As they are there, Zach comes in and he gets attacked real quick, and once. He obviously joins in the fight. Once Kimberly gets Tommy unputtied, he goes running off after Scorpina, but Scorpina's gone. Like, he just couldn't get to her fast enough.
And insecure Rita pops up again.
Yep, just kind of whispering in his ear that you suck, basically. You know, Jason, you can't be a leader. You suck.
Obviously, the others wouldn't have had to come save the red one, but, well, you know, you're no Jason.
The other three are cleaning up the rest of the putties as Tommy comes walking up, and they ask, you know, what they were doing in the middle of his field. Why was he fighting them? And Tommy says that, well, she showed up in my house threatening me, and I did the best I could. I hit my transporter and took her out. And so they go back to the command center, and they're discussing what's going on. And they, you know, they put it together that this was obviously an attack on Tommy personally, because Rita wants either him back or the coin back. I think Zordon says that.
I believe Zach's assessment is correct. So long as Tommy is in possession of the Dragon Power Coin, Rita will not rest.
Yeah.
And her methods will only become more drastic.
Yeah, because Zach said that Rita would just keep coming after him until she got the coin back.
And he's like, I don't care. I'm not going to let her get the power coin or the dragon sword.
Mm-hmm. And then Kimberly asks about what was going on. If Billy and Trini figured out what was going on with the dragon sword. And near as they can tell, according to Billy, it just stopped listening to Tommy.
Yeah, like they're fully functional. It just stopped listening.
Yeah.
Like he fell out of sync with the grid, right? I think.
Well, the Zords are connected to all of you. They must feel as comfortable with you as you are do with them.
And kind of like a horse. Before Tommy could really say anything, he's like, you know what? I'm getting awfully tired of this and tired of anyone nagging. Billy takes that the wrong way because he's got insecurity reading behind him. Like, Nagging. Like, that's what's nagging him. But they don't know that.
And Billy's like, Tommy, I'm sorry, you know, like.
Yeah.
And then Tommy passes out.
Yep, he passed out right in front of him. And that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Power Rangers story.